I would like to suggest that we do something actually quite different in terms of the technique. It will still be using the background element of concentration and inquiry, but it will use them in a very different way. Again, I like to point out that you can try this method. If it suits you, do it. If it doesn't suit you, you can do something else. You're not obliged to. This is a suggestion. And like all method, this method of reciting sentences, phrases, suits some people and really don't suit other, even if it's about a good quality. So just to be aware of that. So you have these four qualities that you cultivate by reciting silently, inwardly phrases. So you have loving kindness, which is called metta, compassion, which is called in the ancient language karuna. Then you have the joy, which is mudita, and then you have equanimity, which is called upekkha. And so what I would like to suggest today is mudita, joy. But again, if you are used to do loving kindness, meditation in a certain way, and you rather do that, that's fine too. But I think mudita is a very special quality, which I think is quite important to cultivate also in our daily life, which really changes the way we relate to ourselves, to others. So mudita can be translated or can be looked at in two different ways. One, you could translate it as appreciative joy. So joy coming out of appreciating things. Or you could call it altruistic joy. And there is, in a way, joy which is about rejoicing with others. So there is these two aspects which I think are very important. And then you have different phrases, sentences, words that have been used over time. And personally, over time, I have developed these three sentences, which are a little different from the regular sentences. So this is what I will offer you. But if you're used to the regular sentences, that's fine too. And then I'm going to say them here and explain them. But if you go in the dining room, we put them in English and in Finnish, if you want to verify. So what I use is actually three different verbs and then different objects. And then you can play with the verbs, finding other verbs which might work better in Finnish. I would really recommend for you to do it in Finnish and not to do it, or in Swedish or whatever your language, and not necessarily to do it in English. So the three verbs are appreciate, rejoice, and being grateful. And then the other words are efforts, understanding, success, existence, potential. And I'll explain why I choose them. So the first sentence is appreciating, and then you can qualify in different ways. You can say appreciate my effort, or you can say appreciating this effort. Or when we spread it to others, appreciating your effort. Because generally with this practice, we start with ourselves and then we move to, we bring to our mind, either by bringing the image or the name, like first the people in this room, taking them in turn. Then we move to everything that is alive outside the room. The tree, the bird, the people. Then we move to people we like, who support us. Then we move to people we feel a little neutral toward, maybe indifferent. And then we move to people we have some difficulty with, but I would say not too much difficulty, so that you don't spin. Because what is important is to see, and to me that's a vipassana aspect of this meditation, is to look beyond the specificity of the person and reaching out to the human being, who, like yourself, is alive, is breathing, is suffering. So that, try not to get entangled in, oh, I like that one because of that, I don't like that one because of that, but more bring the person, and then try to see the person beyond the history, and reaching out to the human being, who, just like yourself, is breathing, is suffering. So back to the work. Appreciating your efforts. And why do I think this is important? I think first it's important that each of us appreciate our own efforts. Because back to what I said, often we think, if you don't have a good result, you think, I did not try hard enough. But I don't think that there is equality between effort and result. Sometimes you try very hard, but then the circumstances don't work out. And you don't have a good result, but it doesn't mean you did not try. And I think it's very important to see that generally, we try to the best of our ability, considering the circumstances. And often you look at the past, and you think, oh, I could have done this. I could have tried harder. I could have made another choice. But I would say, now you could make another choice. But then, you could not make another choice. Because then, you did the best you could within the condition you knew. And I think it's very important to appreciate our effort. That we really try the best we can to the best of our ability at that moment. But also to appreciate other efforts. And sometimes what we think is, well, I can do this. Why can't they? Anybody should be able to do this. Well, again, not everybody has the same condition. What might be very easy for you might be very difficult for somebody else. So their efforts is not the same as your effort, but it doesn't mean they're not trying. I think it's very important to see that. So appreciating my effort, appreciating this effort, appreciating your effort. Then the next one, rejoicing. So you can rejoice in your understanding. And I think it's very important to see that all of us already have some wisdom, already have some understanding. And not to think that the teacher, or the Buddha, or the Guru has this amazing understanding, and you know, maybe one day I'll get a tiny, tiny bit. All of us have understanding. All of us have wisdom. And it's very important to rejoice that, oh yeah, I understand this now. I get it. It doesn't mean I understand all of it, but I understand some of it. So in a way, recognizing that we understand something, rejoicing in that, but also recognizing that other people too can have understanding. Or you can use the word success. Rejoicing in your success. And this is slightly kind of a little challenging. Because it's strange. Somebody has some success, and you think, if they have that success, then I'm going to have less of it. Well, actually, it's not like that. It's not limited. But if we rejoice in somebody's success, then you double the joy. So, you know, we're seeing how we look at success, especially other people's success, but also recognizing our own achievement, our own success, and not thinking, well, Ola, this is really small, but if I got that one, yeah. But, you know, of course you can go toward that, but already recognize what is there. Then you have the last one, being grateful for our existence, or being grateful for our potential. So that's again, you have to see how it resonates. Personally, I am grateful for my existence. I don't know why I'm born. It is a mystery that we're born. But as Gandhi said, we're born with a potential, we're born with a breath, and in a way, what is the best life we can live, considering the condition? And so in a way, it's recognizing that in each breath, my teacher used to say, your life rests upon a single breath. What are you going to do with this life right now? And I think being grateful for our existence is really recognizing, oh yeah, in each moment there is a potential for life, there is a potential for cultivation, there is a potential for living. And so can we be grateful for that? And I think gratitude, this is something I really learned when I was in Korea. They have a great focus on being grateful, on gratitude. And I think it kind of balances the idea that often something is missing, or often somebody has more than I have. And so often we look more at what we don't have than what we have. And so this is to shift that. I had a friend, for a month, she decided to do this practice. And at the beginning, she felt there was a lot of things she was missing. Lots of things which, you know, really tough. And at the end of the month, she realized how much she had. It was like the whole thing shifted. So, this is where you can be grateful for our existence, your existence. And of course, if you have some people you have a lot of difficulty with, you cannot be necessarily grateful for their existence. I know some people have difficulty with that one. But at least you could be grateful for their potential. At some point, they could change. So you can use either, whatever resonates with you. Then, you can do the practice in three different ways. You can do it by reciting the sentences. And that, at that level, it's a very good for concentration. So you just recite the sentences. Appreciating my efforts, rejoicing in this understanding, being grateful for this existence. So you repeat it a few times silently, inwardly. And then you move it to other people, appreciating your efforts, rejoicing in your understanding, being grateful for your existence. So you can just use the phrases. Some people really like to use the phrases. And for some people, to recite the phrases feels artificial, does not work. And then you can focus on the quality in two different ways. One way is in a way to merely ask the question, what is it I can appreciate right now? So a little bit like Thich Nhat Hanh technique. I can hear, I can feel, I can see, and we can in a way recognize, appreciate everything we have. So just connecting to what is it I can appreciate now? What is it I can rejoice in now? What is it I can be grateful for now? So you could do that. Or you could actually connect to the experiential quality. How does it feel to appreciate something? And can I just be with that quality, not like 100%, but can I feel a little bit of appreciation right now? And how does it feel to appreciate something? So going in the experience of it. How does it feel to rejoice? How does it feel to be grateful? So connecting to the quality. So, is it relatively clear? So then let's try it. Let's try it.